Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Harry Stone was a miner born who worked to win his wages, riding down the cages and raging at the seams. He worked his store from dusk till dawn, sweet sweat and raw endeavor, black diamonds bound together by strong and simple means. He met a girl from Ironville and promised he would love her. He'd put no one above her. At last they
good went evening.
To town. He promised he would love her till the blackbirds stopped their singing. The mission bells stopped ringing. Close the carpet down. Where are you tonight? Now we need you. Left out in the cold, cold. Where are you tonight? Now we need you. They broke the hearts of cold, hearts of cold. They raised their children in chapel proud and lamb and like to guide them. They each strove to provide them with a sense of right from wrong. When the strong.
Hello everybody, welcome back. I'm your host Max and this is your afternoon news at 7 on Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM and DAB. The top stories today: Supreme Court ruling on the definition of gender and how this has affected the transgender communities. A 51-year-old man has been rushed to hospital with serious stab wounds in Rotherham Town Centre. The UK and World Energy Storage Conference 2025 has just finished in Sheffield. And a 17-year-old has been sentenced for throwing planks in the Rotherham Holiday Inn riots. And the Jan Kjellstrom International Festival of Orienteering has come to Sheffield for a four-day-long extravaganza. Now, here's Cassidy Chan with the bulletins.
Good evening. The court gave a monumental ruling yesterday on the definition of women. The term now under the Equalities Act 2010 is to refer to a biological woman. This decision caused joy and despair for different communities across the UK, with critical feminist groups celebrating it and trans community and allies finding it discriminatory. The ruling would mean that trans and non-binary people will not be able to use single-gender toilets, changing rooms and spaces. We'll have more later in our programme. Today is the final day of the UK and the World Energy Storage Conference. This collaboration has brought people from all over the world to talk about everything to do with energy storage. Max Astor will have it later in the programme. A 17-year-old has been charged with the possession of a gun, GBH, and making threats with a blade. The boy, who cannot be named for legal reasons, was charged alongside four other men with a range of offences as part of a South Yorkshire Police investigation into reports of organised criminality across the region. All five suspects have been remanded in custody and expected to appear before Sheffield Crown Court in May. Today marks the end of Sheffield's first autism-friendly festival. Organised by the Sheffield City Council and Sheffield Hallam University, this event was held as a part of the World Autism Acceptance Month for 2025, where it aimed to empower, support and celebrate autistic people, improve their understanding of autism, and inspire action to make Sheffield a more autism-friendly city. Dr. Anita Goldschmidt is the organizer for from Sheffield Hallam University, and she said, "We must strive to create an autism and disability-friendly Sheffield where people can meaningfully contribute and be involved in a community's life." Sheffield will be welcoming the JK International Festival of Orienteering this Easter weekend. Starting from tomorrow, the city will welcome over 2,500 competitors from 28 countries to take part in the event. There will also be a variety of classes and competitions suitable for all ages and experiences. Councillor Curtis Crossland is the chair of the Communities Park and Leisure Activities.
We do apologise for the technical difficulties. Please bear with us for one second.
Sheffield was ranked as the greenest city in the UK, with one third of the city lies within the Peak District. With events such as the Festival of Outdoors that took place in March, the city continues to promote itself as the outdoor city through the JK International Festival of Orienteering. Held in the Midlands last year, this will be the first year for the event to take place in Yorkshire. Taking place from tomorrow onwards till Easter Monday, the festival will include classes for beginners and competitions for experienced orienteers, making it very accessible and inclusive for everyone. Jenny Johnson is a member of the South Yorkshire Orienteers.
Orienteering is a sport that you do at your own pace, so you'll see the elites this weekend racing really fast and you'll see people taking it a bit steadier. So you can come and have a go and you can just walk around or you can push the pace a little bit.
Continue with the bulletins. A new £124 million has been given to a BAE system from the US government to build tank parts in Sheffield. BAE Systems is a UK multinational aerospace, military and information security company that is planning to have a new base here in Sheffield. This operation will create 50 new jobs and bring some economic value to the city. And finally, South Yorkshire Fire and Rescue are holding a free programme for bikers to learn skills to ride safely on the roads. According to the department, there were almost 200 motorbike collisions in 2023, with 100 of them causing fatal injuries. The programme will offer motorcyclists of all ages a chance to learn practical skills to help avoid being involved in a crash, as well as essential first aid training and advice on what to do should they find themselves in first on the scene when someone is injured. It will take place in Dern Fire Station from 24th of April. That's all from me, back to Max.
Thanks so much, Cassidy. Our top story tonight. Women have now been defined by the UK Supreme Court with a unanimous decision detailing that the legal definition of a woman is based on biological sex. This means transgender women and non-binary people cannot use single-gender bathrooms, changing rooms, or compete in sports. Our Cassidy Chan has the latest.
The Supreme Court gave a landmark decision yesterday by providing the definition of a woman is to be defined by their biological sex. Deputy President of the Supreme Court Patrick Hodge said the unanimous decision of this court is that the terms woman and sex in the Equalities Act 2010 refers to a biological woman and biological sex. The Equality and Human Rights Committee supports the court, with Baroness Faulkner, the chair of the committee, stating it to the BBC Today programme that this brought clarity to the term.
It's a victory for common sense, but only if you recognise that trans people exist, they have rights, and their rights must be respected. It's not a victory for an increase in unpleasant actions against trans people. We will not tolerate that. We stand here to defend trans people as much as we do anyone else.
This ruling was an appeal towards the Scottish Parliament's gender representation on public boards bill back in 2018. For Women Scotland, a gender-critical feminist group that took a bill to a Scottish court in 2022, claimed that the government had redefined what a woman is, but failed. This led to them to appeal this decision to the Supreme Court, leading it to this monumental ruling. Some were ecstatic when the ruling came out, with examples such as J.K. Rowling, the author of Harry Potter. She said in the tweet, "It took three extraordinary tenacious Scottish women with an army behind them to get this case heard by the Supreme Court, and in winning, they've protected rights of women and girls across the UK. At For Women Scot, I'm so proud to know you." However, many who support and are from the trans community were in despair. The Supreme Court, Bolger, the chair of Trans Actual, said the Supreme Court chose not to hear from any trans people, preferring instead to listen to exclusionary groups, making them very excluded. Trans Actual reaffirmed the right to protect the safety of trans people and non-binary people, calling on the Scottish Government and allies to respond to a clearly biased ruling of the Supreme Court. They also said, "We call on LGBTQ plus people to continue to stand together, strong and defiant, as we enter a new era of our long struggle for equality and civil rights." Nicola Collin, known for her role as Claire Devlin in The Derry Girls, responded to the ruling in horror on Instagram and TikTok.
"I just wanted to make a video because, like many people, I'm completely horrified by the Supreme Court's ruling yesterday about trans people, and to see an already marginalised community being further attacked and attacked in law is really stomach churning and disgusting, and to see people celebrate it is more stomach churning and disgusting."
Here in Sheffield, Olivia Blake, the MP for Sheffield Hallam, who vows to stand up to LGBTQ plus rights, released a social media statement reassuring the trans and non-binary community in Sheffield, saying, "Trans and non-binary people have the right to access services and engage in public life without discrimination. Any organisation reviewing its policies in light of this judgment must therefore ensure it protects the rights of everyone and does not make changes which discriminate against trans or non-binary people." Cassidy Chan, reporting for Sheffield Live.
Now, a 51-year-old has been rushed to hospital with serious stab wounds in Rotherham Town Centre, leaving a man with serious leg injuries. The incident took place at the Old Hall in Rotherham Town Centre, with the emergency services called in connection with the incident at 12:09 p.m. The man suffered serious but not life-threatening or life-altering, a South Yorkshire Police spokesperson has confirmed. A South Yorkshire Police spokesperson said, "They're currently searching for those who have done this crime and are responsible." They added, "We understand this incident will cause concern and distress in the local community. Officers we are working with at pace to locate those responsible and remain in the area. Anyone with concerns is encouraged to speak to officers that are there to listen and help when they can." Reports suggest Rotherham College contacted pupils to advise them to stay away from the town centre as they work to assess the situation. A spokesperson from the college said, "We are aware of an incident in Rotherham Town Centre today, and we want to provide an update regarding it. After discussions with local emergency services, we've been advised that this was and is a non-ongoing threat to public staff or students. Police inquiries are currently ongoing to establish the circumstances surrounding the incident, and they urge anyone with information they can believe to assist to get in touch. You can do this online, via live chat, or by calling 1001. Please call incident number 38385 on April 17, 2025 when you get in touch." Now, Sheffield has hosted the World Energy Storage Conference for 2025. This event brings researchers, industry and students from across the globe with a shared commitment to advancing the future of energy storage technologies, with themes about hydrogen and other fuels, electrical energy storage, thermal storage, systems and integration, materials for storage and policy and markets. I went down there to see what it's all about. So, what is the UKES 2025 all about?
It brings together all of the leading experts in energy storage from around the country into Sheffield and allows us to generate new ideas and to tension ongoing policy so we can push forward the decarbonisation of the UK. More generally, we're also co-hosting the event with the World Energy Storage Conference. So we have over 15 countries represented at the conference this week. So we're showing really the world's best research in the area. And for Sheffield, it it gives us exposure in this research area and our level of expertise abroad, so we can project the quality of the research work that we do here at the University of Sheffield.
But what does this mean for the UK and the UK's future of decarbonisation?
Energy storage plays a wide range of roles in decarbonising lots of different parts of the UK, from our power network to the batteries in EVs. And it, because of the different roles it plays, we need a whole load of different technologies to meet all of those different needs. So in order to decarbonise the power system, we need clean energy. And the nature of the clean energy that we generate from wind is it's intermittent. The wind doesn't always blow. And that means that we're not always going to want that electricity at the time that it's produced. So we need energy storage of potentially very large volumes of energy in order to use it when we do want it. And we don't yet have those technologies. So the UK is in a position of trying to develop the technology, deploying the ones that we have, so we can learn most about them. And as we expand and aim to get to net zero, then those technologies will go into lots of other industries. So industrial decarbonisation will be reliant on energy storage at the same time as grids, for example.
Now, a 17-year-old has been sentenced for throwing planks in the Rotherham Holiday Inn riots. The boy recorded himself spewing a tirade of abuse and violence at police during the riot and was seen at the forefront of the disorder on August 4th, 2024. The boy's action included hitting officers with planks of wood, stealing a police shield, throwing missiles at a police dog, and launching fireworks towards police. A statement from South Yorkshire Police says much of the boy's offending was captured on camera because he was filming himself and posting it on his own social media. Analysis of the social media account compared the other accounts in the boy's name to lead to his identification and subsequent arrest. When questioned by officers, he denied being at the disorder and refused to provide an alibi or details of his online accounts. However, the 17-year-old pleaded guilty at the sentencing on April 16th at South Yorkshire Youth Court, as he was referred to the Youth Offender Panel for a 12-month period at Sheffield Magistrates Court. He was also offered to pay £400 compensation. The riots in Manvers last August saw an anti-immigration protest outside a hotel housing asylum seekers turn into mass violence. Hundreds of people were at the scene as scores of protesters clashed with force. Fires were set in the entrances of the building and over 50 officers were injured. Since then, over 100 people have been charged and 90 people have been sentenced, with jail terms totalling more than 218 years. Carrying on, a boy was charged 17 with charged possession of a gun, grievous bodily harm and making threats with a blade. He and four other men have been charged with a range of offences as part of the South Yorkshire Police investigation into reports of organised criminality across South Yorkshire. The boy, who cannot be named for legal reasons, is charged with two counts of possession of a firearm with intent to cause fear or violence, two counts of grievous bodily harm, and threatening a person with a blade in a public place. Christopher Bulk, 35, of Woodburn Terrence, Barnsley, is charged with two counts of possession with a firearm with intent to cause fear of violence, two counts of grievous bodily harm, possession of an offensive weapon, possession of a controlled drug, and threatening of a person with a blade in a public place. Joshua Redfern, 24, of Doncaster Road, Barnsley, is charged with two counts of possession with a firearm with intent to cause fear of violence, two counts of grievous bodily harm, and threatened a person with a blade in a public place. Kieran Roebuck, 20, of Charity Street, Barnsley, is charged with two counts of possession of a firearm with intent to cause fear of violence, grievous bodily harm, and threaten a person with a blade in a public place. And Ashley Thompson, 35, of No Fixed Abode, is charged with intimidating a witness. All five suspects have been reprimanded in custody and are expected to appear before Sheffield Crown Court in May. Now, today marks the end of the first Sheffield Autism Festival in collaboration with Sheffield City Council and Sheffield Hallam University. Sheffield's first autism-friendly festival has seen the city coming together from the 15th to 17th of April, part of the World Autism Acceptance Month for 2025. The festival's aim is to empower, support and celebrate autistic people, improve others' understanding of autism and inspire action to make Sheffield a more autism-friendly city. Sheffield's festival ran for over 3 days and supported by organisations, individuals and partners in the city who want to raise autism awareness and how it affects people's lives in different ways. The events that took place include an autism experience bus to see how some neurodiverse people experience the world, a series of talk and art exhibitions led by autistic people throughout the week. Councillor Angela Argencio, chair of the Adult Health and Social Care Committee at Sheffield City Council, said, "We really hope that people can get involved in the festival and take something away from any event that they attend as part of the 3 days activities. It's the first festival of its kind in Sheffield and we're pleased that we've been able to do this for 2025. And Dr. Anita Z. Goldschmied, Senior Lecturer in the Learning Disability Nursing and Social Work at Sheffield Hallam University, said, "I'm proud that the university has partnered with the council and various organisations to host the first Sheffield Autism Festival. World Autism Acceptance Month is an excellent opportunity to celebrate the experience of autistic people together. We can reach more and change attitudes faster." Moving on with more festivals, we'll be hosting one of the biggest festivals for orienteering across the city centre and various green spaces this Easter weekend. The four-day competition includes a variety of classes and competitions suitable for all ages and experiences. The festival will also promote Sheffield as an outdoor city. Cassidy Chan has more for us.
Sheffield was ranked as the greenest city in the UK, with one third of the city lies within the Peak District. With events such as the Festival of Outdoors that took place in March, the city continues to promote itself as the outdoor city through the JK International Festival of Orienteering. Held in the Midlands last year, this will be the first year for the event to take place in Yorkshire. Taking place from tomorrow onwards till Easter Monday, the festival will include classes for beginners and competitions for experienced orienteers, making it very accessible and inclusive for everyone. Jenny Johnson is a member of the South Yorkshire Orienteers.
Orienteering is a sport that you do at your own pace, so you'll see the elites this weekend racing really fast and you'll see people taking it a bit steadier. So you can come and have a go and you can just walk around or you can push the pace a little bit.
Now, BAE Systems has been awarded a £124 million grant from the US Army to build tank part, which will commence in Sheffield. I was intrigued and have some more for us.
Now, a British arms manufacturer, BAE Systems, has landed a £124 million contract from the US government to make artillery gun parts in Sheffield. The UK-based company is one of the largest manufacturers in Britain and has more than 90,000 employees. BAE will make titanium parts for the M777 howitzer in the northeast of the city. It announced in November it was setting up a factory employing 50 people, formerly at the Barrow and Furnace location, which had been stopped for many years. John Borton of BAE Systems Weapons said they're honoured to support NATO allies with the only battle-proven 155mm lightweight howitzer in the world. He added, "We will continue to ensure that M777 remains the king of artillery. Well into the future, logistical technical insertions, long-range precision-guided munition developments, and flexible mobility options. This restart of the M777 production would allow buyers to benefit from a hot production line and economies of scale. BAE have seen interest in the gun across Europe, Asia, and the Americas."
And finally, new training by the South Yorkshire Fire and Rescue set to improve bike rider safety. Almost 200 powered two-wheeler riders were injured in a collision on South Yorkshire roads in 2023. 100 of those were serious or fatal. The free Biker Down programme offers motorcyclists of all ages the chance to learn practical skills to help avoid being involved in a collision, as well as an essential first aid training and advice on what to do if they should find themselves injured or when they're first on the scene when someone is injured. The session is based on this hugely successful initiative originally devised by Kent Fire and Rescue Service and is being delivered as part of the South Yorkshire Safer Roads Partnership's Vision Zero work. Chris Taylor, group manager of the SYFR, said, "If you were the first on the scene of a collision involving a biker, what would you know to do? By equipping motorcyclists with the skills and knowledge they need to ride safely, we hope it will help us reach a shared long-term ambition of ending all deaths and serious injury on South Yorkshire roads." The session is both classroom and practical based, giving riders who are first on the scene the awareness of how to manage the area for everyone's safety and provide basic first aid skills if needed. While themed around collision involving the rider, the skills and knowledge are equally as useful if you come across any vehicle collision, whether four, three or two-wheeled. For example, as a rider, you're more likely to filter through stationary traffic and be confronted with a collision as the reason for the build-up and come across an incident on remote country roads. The new session will take place from 6:30pm to 9:30pm at Dern Fire Station. Places are limited, so please email bikersdown at syfire.gov.uk. That is bakerdown@syfire.gov.uk to secure your place. The full list of dates for the Baker Down sessions are the 24th of April, 22nd of May, 26th of June, 24th of July, the 21st of August, and the 25th of September. Now, Arnold Spencer has our media, culture and sport.
Thank you, Max. It's actually Spencer Arnold, but that's okay.
I apologise. Got it wrong?
In football news, Sheffield Wednesday plays Stoke City tomorrow at 3pm. Wednesday's previous match against Oxford United last Saturday ended in a 1-0 defeat. They are currently in 14th place with 53 points, and with 6 points between them and Stoke, this match will be crucial for both teams trying to remain safe within the league table. Danny Rowell has spoken about his worries that there are some concerns with injuries for tomorrow's game, with Barry Bannon, Anthony Musaba and Michael Ihekwe being the players he is worried about being potentially unable to play. Sheffield Wednesday ladies faced Leeds Modenians women's last Sunday and managed a tough-fought 3-3 draw. They finished the season in 8th place with 20 points. Sheffield United play Cardiff City tomorrow at 5:30pm. United's previous match against Plymouth Argyle last Saturday ended in a 2-1 defeat. They are currently in 3rd place in the league and are 5 points behind both Barnsley in 2nd and Leeds in 1st. Cardiff City are a team currently fighting relegation in 22nd, so both teams will be hoping for a victory from this match. United's boss, Chris Wilder, has been under a bit of scrutiny recently due to the Blades' recent poor form, so he'll be hoping that this game can turn the tide for them and start a winning streak in these last few games of the season. During their defeat to Plymouth Argyle last week, there was an incident that happened after the full-time whistle, in which Chris Wilder seemed to have a confrontation with two Argyle players, which then resulted in a scuffle between the two teams. Today, the FA confirmed that both teams have been charged with an alleged breach of failure to ensure their players and technical staff didn't behave in an improper or provocative way. If the Blades are found guilty, they will be charged a £250,000 fine. And Sheffield United women's play Blackburn Rovers this Sunday at 1pm. United women's are currently in 11th with 6 points, and Blackburn are above them in 9th with 11 points, so the game should be entertaining for both sides of supporters. Then, in rugby news, Sheffield Eagles face Doncaster tomorrow at 3pm. Eagles lost their previous match against Toulouse Olympique last Saturday, and will be hoping for an improvement on this form. Sheffield Eagles are currently 12th in the league with only 2 points from a victory against Featherstone Rovers last month. Doncaster are currently in 8th place with 4 points, so a loss against the Eagles could put both teams level on points. Sheffield Eagles recently announced 2 loan signings, with Harvey Horn coming from Hull Kingston Rovers and Brad Martin coming from Lee Leopards. Both players will offer a bit of Super League experience that could help assist the team in improving their current championship form. Also, in ice hockey news, Sheffield Steelers face Nottingham Panthers this Saturday at 7pm in the Elite League playoff semi-final. They managed a quarter-final playoff victory against Glasgow Clan last weekend, with the final aggregate score being 5-4. A victory in this semi-final playoff would help their hopes of winning silverware this season. And finally, in basketball news, Sheffield Sharks face London Lions tomorrow at 7:30pm and Caledonia Gladiators on Sunday at 4pm. In the Sharks' previous matches, they lost 100 points to 95 to Leicester Riders last Friday, but managed a convincing 90 points to 79 point victory over Newcastle Eagles last Sunday. Coming into these games, they will be hoping to improve on their position of third within the league table. Sheffield Hatters also faced London Lions this Sunday at 7:30pm. They managed a 111 to 106 point victory in their game against Newcastle Eagles last Sunday, which helped cement their current position at second within the league. London Lions have had a poor season so far, so the Hatters will be hoping for an easy win. Now, in music news, tickets are still available for Brooke Combs' performance at the Leadmill tonight. Brooke is an up-and-coming R&B musician who has featured at major festivals such as Radio 1's Big Weekend. Tickets are currently available online for £15, plus a booking fee of around £1.65. Tonight at Sydney and Matilda, Bradford-based Polite Burrow headlines a gig with support from Bait Britain and Muccarelli. Advance tickets are currently being sold for £9, but the Sydney and Matilda website states that tickets may be available on the door too. At Hallamshire Hotel tonight, you can catch cover band Barry Crisp and the Bangers performing rock, pop and soul covers. This performance starts at 9pm and is free entry to attend. Afterwards, you can stay for the monthly Jello Night at Hallamshire, which is described as a genreless night that celebrates women in music. This event starts at 10:30pm. KOG headlines a gig tonight at the Foundry with support from Aphrodisia. Tickets are currently available online for £17.60 for regular tickets or £8.80 for students with valid student ID. There are two gigs at Corporation tonight. Burkassa play tonight with support from Mother Vulture. Tickets are currently being sold on the Corporation website for £15. Also playing tonight is Frontline Assembly with support from Tension Control. Tickets for this gig are currently available online for £27.50. And now finally for the weather. Tomorrow will be moderately colder than today, with a peak temperature of 15 degrees and an additional chance of rain throughout the late afternoon and into the night. The rest of the week continues with these temperatures, with more and more chance of rain up until next Tuesday. Pollen count also increases tomorrow, so if you have a pollen allergy, make sure you are being mindful and cautious if needed. That is all the news we have for you today. We have been Sheffield Live. Thank you for listening.
Thank you, Spencer, for all the music and sports and the weather as well. Thank you so much for that. Well, let's get a bit of discussion going on with the news we have today. So just earlier on, we had the Our Package going on about the court ruling of the word women, meaning biological women. We're just going to continue a bit with some of the stuff that we missed out due to technical difficulties. So actually, from Trans Actual UK, a national trans-led run organization focuses specifically on working for trans adults in the UK released a response towards the ruling, stating that the court did not bring clarity, but the ruling, which appears to contain a number of contradictions, contradicting what Baroness Faulkner has claimed. Helen Bolscher, chair of Trans, actually said the Supreme Court chose not to hear from any trans people, preferring instead to listen to exclusionary groups, making them very excluded. Trans Action reaffirmed their rights to protect the safety of trans and non-binary people, calling on the Scottish Government and allies to respond to the clearly biased rulings of the UK Supreme Court. They also said, we call on LGBTQ+ people to continue to stand together, strong and defiant, as we enter a new era of our long struggle for equality and civil rights. And also, just a bit more with how Sheffield is with the trans community at the moment. Trans Sheffield, a group based, well, in Sheffield, is going to hold a trans liberation protest this Saturday at 2pm just outside Sheffield Town Hall to respond to the ruling of the decision. So how are you guys finding it at the moment? How are you guys finding the ruling?
Obviously, as a man, I can't really have that much of an opinion on it because it doesn't really affect me inherently. But I think it is quite hurtful, I think, to a lot of people, especially like family members that I know. It's quite hurtful. So I think it's really important that we kind of stick together and we kind of support each other when people need supporting, and we kind of make sure everyone feels comfortable after this ruling and, you know, really kind of give support where it's needed and hopefully maybe overturn this ruling, as the Supreme Courts are all over, like, on average are 68 years old with 10 men and 2 women. And so it's just, is it just a time, sort of the times that we're in at the moment, and will it change in the future? We don't know. I hope so, but that's just my opinion.
Yeah, absolutely. I think I agree. I mean, I have friends who are transgender who do obviously are personally affected by this. And I think it's important to just stick with and look after those people in your life who are affected by this ruling. Make sure you look out for them. If there's any protests, make sure you're attending protests, stuff like that. Just keep supporting people, basically.
Absolutely. As a person who's part of the community, as a bi woman, this ruling itself, when I heard it, it's quite confusing in my opinion, because as a personally for me, as a biological woman, it is a good thing that this is happening. But at the same time, as an ally of the trans community, and it's really hard for those who are already struggling within the UK system, but with this ruling itself, it actually caused way more
damage, you could say damage, to those who are affected, to their mental health, to what they're doing at the moment. So for me personally, it was a very confusing thing to see why is it happening in general. Of course, we knew the reason because of the original original appeal from for Women Scotland and from Women Scots. So there is a reason behind it, but at the same time, there's also another reason for it to be not supported. So it's very confusing. It's all up to how people view it, how is it affecting them personally. So it's really up to their personal views. So let's move on from this slightly now. So Sheffield United and Cardiff City is going to face off tomorrow at 5:30. Any of you guys going to watch the football match?
I'm definitely going to try to watch it. Yeah, I definitely think so. I mean, we're going to be here again tomorrow.
That is very true.
We're preparing for it to go live again at 7. So I think if we have the chance, we could maybe put the radio on or something and maybe try listen to the live score.
Oh, yeah, 100%. With the scores going on, Spence, you did explain this will be a match, a very important match for both of them. Mm. Can you just like go on slightly a bit more like...
I think for Sheffield United especially, I mean, obviously, you know, they was in the automatic promotion spots a couple of weeks ago.
Yes, and they then, were like tied with Leeds United,
yeah,
wasn't it?
Yeah, and now obviously, you know, down in third, they're going to have to play in the playoffs if they don't, you know, improve on this streak. They're 5 points behind Burnley and Leeds, who are kind of running away with the automatic promotion at the minute. Cardiff are stuck in relegation at the top of the relegation zone. They're going to want to win too because Cardiff obviously do not want to be relegated. So I do think it's going to be a very tough fought. I think Sheffield United have it in them to overturn it and get a victory that they've been seeking. But then also Cardiff are kind of one of them teams that can really surprise you on the day. So I guess it's just going to be one of them where you watch and you find out, you know, both teams have it in them. So whoever wants it more is going to win, I guess.
Absolutely. And also with Sheffield United playing it in the home game, in the home ground, it's definitely going to be a huge boost, not just to this, not just to the game, to the team themselves, but also to the city. We look at like businesses that has been happening all the time when it happens. The city is buzzing. The city will be buzzing with people, will be buzzing with businesses happening. So to anyone watching for the game or not even listening or like watching the games, just be aware there might be quite a few people, maybe rowdy tomorrow.
And me personally, I like to go and watch Sheffield FC. The oldest football club in the world, and that is, I would highly recommend, not only is it scrappy football,
yeah,
it is a comedic ground of comedy.
Yeah.
No matter where you go, I went there for a game with one of my friends, and we were talking and enjoying ourselves, and people were just so friendly there. And the best part about it, doesn't matter if you support Sheffield Wednesday or you support Sheffield United, it's where anyone from Sheffield can come together. So if anyone's going to watch any games this weekend, you can go down and watch Sheffield FC, which is, I'd say, a highlight of dirty fouls, lovely chants. I think there's lovely people. But yeah, that's all from us here in Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM and DAB. We hope you have a lovely night and have a great next morning, hopefully.
Great next morning. Well, see you guys then.
Absolutely.
See you later.
Can you? sound. Blue Peter stood at the foremast head, for we was outward bound. We were waiting there for orders to send us far from Horn. Our orders came for Rio and then surround Cape Horn. When we arrived in Rio, we prepared for heavy gales. We hoisted all our rigging boys and bent on all new sails. From ship to ship they cheered us as we did sail along, and wished us pleasant weather and rounding off Cape Horn. While beating off Magellan Straits, it blew exceeding hard. While shortening sail, two gallant tars fell from the topsail yard. By heavy seas, the ropes we threw from their forehands was torn. We were forced to leave them to the sharks that prowl around Cape Horn. Very soon our killick dropped in Valparaiso Bay. The pretty girls come down in flocks, I solemnly declare. They're far above the Plymouth girls with their long and curling hair. For they love the jolly sailor boy when he spends his money free. They'll laugh and sing and merry, merry be, and have the jovial spree. When your money it is all gone, they won't on you impose. They are not like the Plymouth girls who'll steal and pawn your clothes. Likewise to the Spanish girls along the coast of Chile. If ever I live to be paid off, I'll sit and sing this song. God bless the pretty Spanish girls we left around Cape Horn.
Yeah. You're listening to Sheffield Dawn on 93.2 FM, Sheffield Live.
It's so good, praise the Most High God every day, with your whole heart and desire. Lift the my holy, 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 yeah. Holy Mount Zion, I worship the same. Of my foes, my head no half anoint with oil, my cup it overflows. Goodness and mercy all my life shall surely follow me, and in just hopes forevermore my dwelling place must be. Goodness and mercy all my life shall surely follow me, and angel hosts forevermore my dwelling place shall be. All my life shall surely follow me, and in Jehovah's for evermore my dwelling place must be. My soul though half restored again, and need to walk no space, yeah. Within the path of righteousness, even for His name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the dark field, yet will I fear no evil. Thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they surely comfort me. My table, though I've furnished in the presence of my foes, my head, though I've anointed with oil, my cup it overflows. Thank you.
and I, you and I, like diamonds in the sky. A shooting star, I see a vision of ecstasy. When you hold